Welcome back. It's been a great summer of fun so far at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater once again this year with their free Friends Fridays events, and it's not over yet. Still have much more fun to go, and Ann Danby is here from the Friends to tell us a little bit more about that and about what's coming up later this year. Ann, great to see you, first of all.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us back, or having me back.
That's right. Sarah Callard is in with us in spirit today.
She absolutely is. Yeah, she said you're the managing director, you should be fine. So hopefully I'll be able to tell you all the wonderful things that we're doing.
And we'll have her back later this year as
Absolutely.
Well. Because it's, as I mentioned, it's not done yet. It goes right through the end of August, actually.
It does,
right?
Yeah. And you know, tonight we're having Divas with a Twist, which is backed by popular demand. I think that, I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but I mean, some of the people on that stage are people who were back in the day doing stuff, theater, they were part of a theater company doing things on the stage. So they're very popular. We have Cherry Orchard coming, which also is backed by popular demand. An Irish band, I guess they're doing some Irish quartet traditional music to start it. So, and that's just the start of where we are today to the end of August.
Right. Yeah, it started back June 20th with Booty Vortex, right?
Yeah.
So how's the season been going so far?
So it's amazing. So I normally in the past have arrived, you know, maybe a little bit before it starts, maybe half an hour or so before it starts.
Yeah.
And I show up the first time and I could not find a parking space.
Okay.
So it has been, it's our third year now.
Right.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Every weekend, everybody's coming out. They're really enjoying it. Break Rock Brewery is back and starting this week. If you pay cash, you pay a dollar less on your beers and ciders and things.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Black's Creek is back. Smiles by the Mile is back. So the food is back. The people are everywhere. Really well received, so excited about it, and obviously I'm showing up a little earlier now.
right. It's so funny the way this just took off once everything was settled and the future of the amphitheater was determined. Yeah. It was almost like it was just waiting to happen.
It was like as people will know when I say the word wrong, I didn't grow up in Quincy, right? I work on Quincy. I've been here a long time
Sure.
now. And but one of the things that had always struck me was the community spirit of, you know, look at the Flag Day Parade.
Sure.
Look at everybody coming out. And so the community was hungry for this.
There was a need.
There was a need, and I'm so thrilled. You know, you've got Porch Fest. You've got, if you look throughout the community, it's... I mean, I'm just thrilled that we're providing this to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you're meeting the need. If you can't find a place to park,
right, exactly.
It's kind of a good problem to
have, I guess,
right?
Yeah.
And the weather has really been on your side this year, knocking on all kinds of wood here.
Yeah.
Saturdays, not so much, but Fridays have been fine.
Yeah. I mean, last year, when Divas with a Twist played last year, I remember us, including them, watching the sky, and as they were finishing, there were a few raindrops, and I think they did a song about rain. I can't remember, but they, you know, they kind of joked about it.
Yeah.
So this year's been, we've done very well. And again, let's knock on some wood for that.
Exactly, because it's not over yet.
Right, but we're only halfway through.
Tonight's going to be gorgeous, actually.
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. It's. I think, didn't the weather say it's almost like July 4th, which was another gorgeous day?
Which was beautiful,
day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're very, very thankful to the weather gods.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's more, it's become an event, right?
It's
not just go see a show, go home. It's like you say, arrive early, enjoy the show, stay afterwards, have some refreshments. And have some
Snacks. And sometimes we'll have a couple people doing crafts.
Okay.
So people seem to enjoy that. And, you know, think about where we are. So the amphitheater, first of all, everybody loves performing on it because the acoustics are amazing.
Is that right?
Yeah. But, you know, they've got that walking trail. So people will sometimes, if they live close enough, they'll walk up, they'll go for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Before the shows start. So, yeah, it's been, as you say, an event.
Yes, well, the whole, as you know, the whole Pageant Field area has been, you know, remodeled recently, so it's just a gorgeous place to hang out.
It is.
Overlooking Quincy Bay.
Right,
you know, on a beautiful summer evening.
Yeah.
The mile, I think it's about a quarter mile walking trail that you mentioned.
I think it is, yeah.
There's volleyball courts new this year as
There is, though, playing volleyball while the band is performing, I mean, probably not what
so
we
much.
Want you to do.
During the intermission, maybe.
Yeah, maybe during intermission. So I do want to mention that August 1st is, we won't be there August 1st, part of the reason was we were looking for potential rain dates.
Oh, so, okay. So you spared one.
So we spared one, yeah. But it's not looking like we'll need it.
Yes.
Again, we're just going to keep knocking on wood today.
Right. Okay.
But you know, after that, we have an open mic. Now, we've tried a couple of different things with open mics. If I don't know if you recall, but our very first event, mm-hmm. 3 years ago, was an open mic.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah, and then last year we tried it as just on a different day, but this time we're combining it with anime. Anime has been very popular, and so this week on our website and on Facebook, we're going to open up the sheets for people to start signing up for the open mic, so please sign up for the open mic.
Okay.
It's very fun, and that's how we're doing it this year.
Okay, and what can folks do during open mic night?
They can sing, yep. They can... they can do poetry. I mean, that's what they did a little bit last year.
Okay.
I don't know about dancing. I mean, we'll only have so many facilities for that, but we have the mic, and it's open mic.
Okay.
If they bring their own instruments, that's fine. But it'll be organized because we're going to have those sign-ups.
Okay. That's August 8th.
That's August 8th.
6 to 10. Okay.
Yes.
And then after that?
We've got the number one Pink Floyd tribute band coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to the
wall. In New England. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, having people come to see that. And then I also want to mention, did I mention that we have a new food truck with us?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, I think it's called Georgie's. I'm going to apologize if it's not Georgie's and it has a longer name.
Okay.
But it's Greek food.
Ah.
And it's very popular, local, again, local.
Yes.
So, we have them in addition to Black's Creek and Smiles by the Mile. So, that's also... there.
At all the events?
At all of the events.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep, yep.
The Pink Floyd tribute band you mentioned, that's August 15th?
Yes.
From 6 to 8 p.m. And there you see the rest of the schedule up there on the screen there for folks.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we're closing, not surprisingly, with the very popular Studio 2.
That was incredibly, incredibly popular.
It's very
yes.
popular. So they are coming back, and we know that they'll be well received. In the past, they weren't scheduled for the last one, but there kept being a rain date, so we thought maybe the gods are saying they're supposed to close
okay.
the Friends Fridays.
Go out with a bang, as it
exactly,
were.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, they are also backed by popular demand.
That's the 29th from 6 to 8.
It is, yes. And I'd be remiss not to yeah. mention 60s Thunder. So they
yeah,
do,
please.
Obviously, the
yeah.
60s music. So they're coming on August 22nd. Even though it's the 60s, they won't be playing Beatles because we don't want to have any sort of overlap.
Sure.
But lots of great music from them. So that's where we are with Friends Fridays.
Okay. Curious, Anne, what you're hearing from the performers about Friends Fridays, you know, the actual bands.
Are they
liking it?
They really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like,
I know you have a list already for next
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really neat. They ask to perform.
Yeah.
And so we've been very lucky. And those that have performed, one of the bands, and I don't remember which one, we couldn't get them off the stage.
Is that right?
And, you know,
encore
because,
after encore?
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, they just, they're
they had a good
very
time.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only thing that I'll say is it mm-hmm. is outdoors. It does get dark. And we'll have lights as we get farther along.
As the sun sets earlier.
As the sun sets
yeah.
earlier. I mean, Studio 2 brings their own lights.
Sure.
So, but yeah, they and that's why I said they mentioned the acoustics and how much they appreciate.
It's what it was designed for,
it
right?
It was designed for
yeah.
it, yeah. And I mean, it's open air and it's got really great acoustics. It's
yes.
kind of neat.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not on a main road. It's off set back a bit, so you don't
right.
have traffic noise.
You don't get
you maybe have an airplane, you know,
yeah,
going
yeah.
over, but other than that.
No, it's yeah.
yeah.
And because it's set down.
Yes.
I will say, so we're going to be putting up a couple signs. We've got so many people coming that some of the kids have thought it would be great to run at the hill behind the amphitheater up top, and we'd like them to stop doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's not safe. Yeah,
because we don't think it's safe.
Right.
So we're probably going to put up signs or something just to encourage them. But we understand that it's because there's so many people.
So excitement, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, not to bury the lead,
yes.
But there's a special event coming up at the amphitheater later this year. Live play.
Saturday,
yes.
September 13th.
September 13th. Okay.
We are calling it Colonial to Contemporary, a Quincy celebration.
Okay.
We were inspired by what we heard about the tricentennial.
Yeah.
And and not to recreate. I mean, that was massive. At that time, Pageant Field was still owned by the Adams family, and it's named Pageant Field because of the pageantry.
1925, right?
You had the populace involved. Mm-hmm. We would like a few people to get involved, and so we've reached out.
Yeah.
We're going to do a series of one-act plays. This starts at 2 p.m.
Okay.
on September 13th. A series of one-act plays. We did a contest called A Slice in Time in Quincy, and yeah. we got 13 or 14 plays from all over the country submitted.
Really?
And so we are in the process of reaching out to those that we've selected, so I can't reveal who it is right now.
Oh, too bad.
But
okay.
but they it does span the history of Quincy yeah. from colonial to contemporary.
Is that right? Okay.
It does. Wonderful plays. And so we'll start that on the stage. Also on the stage on the amphitheater. After that, we're going to have a talent showcase with some of the dancers of different styles. You know, you think about we've got the salsa was there last year. They'll be part of it. We're going to talk to people about all different types of dance to do as part of the talent showcase. And then we'll go into our bands. We're going to have local bands in the evening. So all of that's on the stage.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
yes.
the food trucks will be there. Moms on the Go is also joining us for food. And on the pageant field, we're going to have booths from our iconic organizations, USS Salem, Granite Museum, and others will be up there. We'll have a craft fair. So, and then you did ask me to mention the big, big book.
Yes.
So
literally a big book.
It's a very, very big book, and it's being built.
Okay.
It's not built yet.
Okay.
I happened to be on vacation this summer at a town where they had displayed prominently downtown a more than life-size, maybe 10 by 24 massive book.
Where was
it had this? This is in a place called Peterborough in England.
In England, okay.
And I thought, this is so cool. So, of course, everyone told me that's a crazy idea, but one of my...
Don't tell Anne something's crazy because she'll make it happen.
I just can't help it. So I've talked to our... We have historians at the library
yes.
in addition to the Historical Society, and I've said, can you curate whatever we come up with, and we're going to try to have a big, big book that has the history of Quincy that people can be looking at.
Okay.
As part of this massive festival.
On the 13th?
On the 13th.
Really? So when you say we, who's creating this?
Who's creating the book?
The book, yeah.
Somebody who's part of the Thalia Theater Troupe. So you know the
okay.
theater. We have artists in our troupe.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of them that are working on it.
Wow.
I'm giving them the information, connecting with the historian.
Gotcha, okay. Wow.
Yes.
Seems like a... Part of the pun, a big undertaking for I mean, it's coming up. September 13th, we'll be
it
here
is.
Before you know it, yeah.
It is. So on the 24th, I have a Zoom call with hopefully everyone that's involved.
Okay.
Which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about what they did 100 years ago, and this is not as big as that. It will not be as big
okay.
as that.
Okay, all right.
For one thing, you know, Flag Day had the parade.
Yeah, right.
But it's logistics. So I have somebody that's in charge of the music and somebody who's in charge of the booths and somebody who's in charge of the crafts fair, et cetera. So we're spreading the wealth and we can use all the volunteers we can get.
Okay.
It's just possible we might like to get some funds if there's anybody who's interested in donating. We could really use some funds
okay.
for some of it too. Because
right.
costumes and set and even the booths, we might need some money for that. But yeah, it's everyone I talk to is excited about it.
So you're actually building a book. You're mm-hmm. building a real book.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not doing it. I thought, everyone said no, and then she said, I think I can do it out of paper mache.
I see.
And then weather it. And so,
okay.
stay tuned. If it's not there, we'll have just a little one.
All right.
That says, sometime in the future, we'll have
coming
the big
soon.
One.
Okay.
Right, if she can get it done by September 13th,
yeah.
it will be there, and I am so grateful that she said, I'm going to try to do this.
Who's this? can you tell me?
her name's Shawn Meehan. She was in Remembering Ruth. She was one of the actresses in Remembering Ruth.
Okay, all right.
When I did the play at the Quincy Arts Gallery, This spring, she was our stage manager. She's a wildly talented member of the Thalia Theatre Troupe.
Sure.
And so obviously it wasn't enough to act and stage manage. She now wants to see if she can build this
book. She's also a historian now doing a book
builder. That's right. That's okay. Right. So, and she's, there's some people that will be working with her on that.
Of course,
so
yeah.
Stay tuned again. If it ends up being crazy, we'll have a small version.
All right.
But that's, I'm grateful that she said she's going to try to
make
my
vision. Yeah, we thank her for that too. Literally flipping through the pages of history.
Isn't that?
In Quincy,
It's like I said, every time I talk to somebody, so please don't give me extra ideas, because every time I talk to somebody, there's another wonderful idea and I get excited.
This gets bigger and bigger.
It gets bigger. But I hope, again, this is a community that I love, and I hope that the community appreciates it, comes out, and that they have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a day out to celebrate Quincy.
So, again, September 13th starts at 2 p.m.
Yes.
Different plays will be performed throughout the day?
Yes, so so we'll have a series of plays that'll probably follow the chronology, even if they're, some of them are just like a slice.
1600 to 1700.
Yes. Okay. So the first one, I've adapted what they did 100 years ago into a one-act play.
Okay.
And then there's these slices of some of which you may never have known about.
Interesting.
Such
as?
Stay tuned.
Okay,
again,
right.
I need to reach out to the playwrights.
Oh, right. That.
I haven't told them yet that
we've selected them.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I need to talk to them. But we'll have all of that will be available. That information will be available on the website once we've worked with them. And then we'll need actors.
I was just going to ask who's the cast.
We will need actors. We will need. Probably a couple more directors than I have currently lined up. Okay. We will need people that build set. We'll need people to help us move things around. So we will need anybody who's interested, let us know.
Okay.
There's something you can do. I can guarantee you there's something you can do.
All right.
And this is going to be so much fun.
Wow. You have taken on a Herculean task and given yourself not a lot of time.
No. Well, we didn't just start.
Right. No, I know. We talked about this back in April.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really coming to fruition.
It's happening.
Yeah. Curious, the out-of-state submissions that you got, were they from Quincy folks or just people interested?
Not all of them. No. So some of them might not have, that we don't pick, might be if they just read a book that said, there's a street called such and such, you know.
I see, okay.
But but some of them, they might not live here now, but they may have grown up here. They may have gone to school around here.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
So some of the ones that came from out of state seem to be very familiar with Quincy.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So not everybody that we pick will be here now.
Right.
And that's been, it's exciting to know, first also, that people around the country are interested in our lovely city.
Well, right. Well, I think the David McCullough series and then the movie that followed helped that a lot, for sure. So maybe that's helping you as well.
Yeah.
Will the actual playwrights come that day, do you know?
I'm going to invite them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely would like them to come.
And see their show perform.
Exactly,
right?
To come see their show,
So much fun, Ann. It's great to talk to you. And then the Friends Fridays events. By the way, everything we talked about is free.
Everything is free,
except for the food.
Right. Yeah. But the food is wonderful, and it's local people giving us wonderful food.
Yeah. Great to see you.
Nice to see you.
We'll have you back with Sarah next time.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.